We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tell people to put their lights on. It is crazy how many people are riding around with no lights on in this fog. And the idea, again, is not so much that you see because you don't have the bright lights on, but that you are seen. Thank you, Brandy, for that. 814. Nada Sanders joins us now, our friend, distinguished professor of supply chain management at Northeastern University. Good morning, Nada. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Hi, Tommy. Yes. How about you?
I did, yeah. And I know timing is everything, and when it comes to a railroad strike, it seems like you got the upper hand if you're planning one for December 9th right before Christmas. Talk us through all of this, if you will, Nada.
You know what, Tommy, you and I have really talked about the implications of what would happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it would really be a disaster. So I guess the more I've really kind of followed, it would be so bad that I am actually pretty confident that Congress would intervene. I really don't see, it would kind of be like saying, oh, an asteroid is going to hit us. You think that, you know, NASA or, you know, they will do something. The implications would be really, really vast. And we're looking at here December 9th as really being the date. Now, as far as Christmas is concerned, the holidays, actually most of the stores, they have all the goods mm-hmm. for Christmas. The warehouses, all of that has already been shipped. So that would not affect us. However, the implications of everything from food to cars, I think one of the things for me that is actually really scary that people don't realize is the chemicals for water treatment plants. Water is so important, right? And we just don't even think about those chemicals being really important for us to be able to get that, you know, clean water that we drink and use. I just think that it would be so devastating. I mean, a third of everything that we move comes on rail. I mean, we're looking at these numbers. They're absolutely astronomical. So I really, the more I think about it, I just think, and this is now, you know, this is kind of me forming the opinion mm-hmm. that we're looking at numbers. I mean, the first week alone, we're talking about $1 billion cost to the economy. So there is this Railway Labor Act that was passed in 1920.
Wait. I want to say it. I've always wanted to use this phrase. Can I? Is
yes,
Congress going to invoke Taft-Hartley?
I think it's not going to even come to that. I truly think that now.
I always wanted to say that, Nada, from the time I learned about it in civics. I really did.
I think the fact that we know they can, I really think, because we are talking something so devastating that I don't think that our government officials can afford that. I truly believe that. We have a lot of other things coming on and, you know, going on. You and I talked about the bird flu. We kind of see what's happening with China right now, which is impacting, you know, as people want to buy everything from their, you know, iPhones for the holidays, or maybe they want to get the AirBuds. Those prices are really going up. There's so much stuff going on there. Food prices are up. Oh, my gosh. Food prices are up year on year 8% compared to last year. And it's not even for all the food items. So I think consumers are having to, no pun, walk on eggshells and really try to navigate a very difficult environment throw in the rail worker strike. Oh, my God. I just can't believe it. I mean, if it were to happen, you and I would have a lot to talk about. But I just, it would be so devastating that I truly believe that they're gonna be able to come up with something.
But I'm looking at a story here from, and it was dated Wednesday, but from CNBC, because not a lot happened over the Thanksgiving weekend, or maybe it did. Four rail unions have aligned on a potential national strike date of December 9th, with the Signalman's Union agreeing to move back its date in coordination with other unions that rejected the labor deal or began preparing for a strike 7 days ahead of that date. So has anything changed from the time that this article was written? Have there been more negotiations?
Yes, it's my understanding that there are talks going on that you and I are not privy to, but that it's going on. And obviously there is something going on a much bigger scale that, again, you and I aren't privy to. And I say that because I don't know if you saw that in Austria, the rail strikers are they're on a 24-hour strike today, actually grinding the country to a halt. Now, I don't know, but I would imagine that there is some connection, that these people are connected. They talk to one another, right? And it's just a 24-hour strike in Austria. There is a threatening in the UK with the rail workers. So I think there is an upper hand. However, it's my understanding that they are in negotiation, that there are behind the scenes, you know, going on right now. This would have a huge impact on gasoline, on food, on cars. I mean, my gosh, the consequences would be so dire in terms of lost jobs, because what happens, as you know, and all your listeners know, right, it all cascades. So you start to halt your input, your factories close. That means your other workers can't go to work. We don't have goods. I mean, it's all this supply chain trickle-down thing going on. I cannot believe that they would allow this to happen.
All right, we'll take a break, Nod, and when we come back, we'll talk about what they can actually do to prevent it. What you're saying internationally is almost like a saber-rattling, a shot across the bow, as in an indication of here's what could happen. That kind of like that's what's going on in Austria?
They're doing a 24-hour. Mm-hmm. They're simply saying, you know what, let us give you flavor, and then we're going to go back to the table. And if we don't, you know, if we can't come to agreement, then we're going to do this for a week.
Wow.
So, yeah, right?
All right, take a break. Come back. Nada Sanders is our guest, distinguished professor of supply chain management at Northeastern University, talking about a looming railroad strike. If you are in the group that is considering a strike, I would love to hear from you at 504-260-1870. To see what your opinion is and what you think the issues are and what you think is likely to happen. 821 now, traffic, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Nada Sanders, our good friend, distinguished professor of supply chain management at Northeastern University. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving weekend, and we don't mean to be a bummer here, right, Nada? We're just talking about what could happen with this railroad strike.
Yes, we are.
So what can the government do? What could Congress do if they decide to go ahead and strike?
It's my understanding that they are negotiating right now, that they have done it over the weekend, that it's going on right now.
With members of Congress and the union?
It's my understanding that it's going behind the scenes. And I've listened to a few members of Congress actually speak yesterday on a few of the news channels saying this is absolutely not going to happen. We are, negotiations are going on. I guess it's kind of what you said, Tommy, before we went on break. I think, gosh, I hope I'm wrong, but I think there's a lot of rattling going on, right?
Saber rattling. You know what? Actually,
rattling.
You may have just coined a new phrase, Nada. Put a mark on that. Register that with the Secretary of State. Cyber rattling. I love it.
Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's right over cyber. It was right over our, right?
Yeah.
But it has been, because I've been reading so many, and when you actually see what the consequences are, we move like something like 300,000 barrels of crude oil a day in the country. I mean, something like 75%. 75%, like three quarters, most of the cars that are made in this country that are imported are moved by rail. Congress cannot allow this to happen. So I'm really pretty confident that and food, because we have so many other threats and so many other things that are going on. We are in the holiday season, right? We just, you know, we have started the holiday season. To have this happen in terms of what it would mean to food prices. And again, as I mentioned to you before break, as far as the physical goods, they're ready at the store for the holidays. So that's not an issue. Christmas is not canceled. But the impacts are going to be on food. Food prices are 8% on average higher now than they were a year ago. And it's not even. So eggs are off the charts as far as prices. By the way, just kind of a side note, mm-hmm. I have friends in the UK. They're actually rationing eggs in the UK. So families are having to really think about where to spend money, where not to when it comes to food items, for other things. And to have something like this occur, where suddenly we would see skyrocketing of food, of gasoline, of ordinary things that are fundamental to just surviving and living. I can't believe it. Now, we're going to see next week. I am betting on the fact that they come out with a deal, that they do. Now, as you know, and I'm not an expert on unions by any means, but they will stand in solidarity, meaning that if even one of the unions does not agree to the contract, they will all strike together. And that would absolutely be devastating.
All right, Nana, we got to go, but I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
I hope so. Thank you.
You bet.
Tom. Have a great day.
I hope we're talking about how the whole thing was resolved. Nana Sanders, Distinguished Professor of Supply Chain Management at Northeastern University. We're going to talk about a new study that's out on the effect of diversions, and it's a very controversial issue. We'll talk to Professor Emeritus in the Department of Oceanography and Coastal Sciences at LSU about that. A little bit late, 8:31, time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.